we discuss all with the prosecutor office, and also we discuss with the outreach office, and also we discuss with the international relations office. The first discussion was what were the barriers and the challenges or the obstacles that not bring Al-Bashir to the court until now, because the crime committed 20 years ago, and until now there's nothing happened. One thing. The other thing we discuss also, any Khashoggi case that going on, is there enough evidence for that? And the crime that committed now in the West Darfur and in the Khartoum.
Speaking of crimes that are going on right now, civilians are still being attacked in Darfur. Yesterday, Tuesday, we reported that 39 people were killed by shelling in Niala. And you mentioned that you discussed the ongoing trial of Ali Khashoggi with ICC officials. Tell me about that discussion and what they're saying, because I know the Office of the Prosecutor announced in their briefing to the UN Security Council that they're launching an investigation into crimes in Darfur that are going on right now. What is the update?
Yeah, your first question was, you said the crime is committing in Darfur right now. Yes, the crime has been committing since April. When the war started, the crime committed everywhere in Sudan. But we actually are very concerned about West Darfur and the Niana, Kutum, and all this, Dalinja, and all this area. There is a big challenge. And even there is some case of the rape and the killing in Khartoum as well. So this is really concern the diaspora network, and we discussed with the court this, and the court assured us that they are going to open a case or investigate this issue with the court. The other point that you said is Ali Khashoggi. The Ali Khashoggi case, yes, we discussed with the court this issue, and the prosecutor office said that they are very satisfied with the evidence that they have. They don't need more evidence right now from us or from any organization until they hear from the defense office. So we are actually happy and glad that the prosecutor office satisfied with the evidence that prosecuted Ali Khashoggi with the war crime.
You are the director of the Darfur Diaspora Association in the UK. What is the UK diaspora doing to help achieve justice for crimes against civilians in Darfur? How can you help, and what are you doing?
We ourselves are the survivor of the genocide and the war crime in the Darfur. We ourselves are the victim of that one. We actually charities registered in the UK to pursue that case of the Darfur. We're presenting more than 30,000 in the UK here, and also we have the millions of our people, the genocide survivor, and some of them have been killed, about 300,000 have been killed. We are actually represent them to the court, and we want to achieve justice on behalf of them. We are actually sent. We would like to send from your radio a strong message to or the kind message to the international community, including UK, UN, and the United States, and all the country, to stand with the Darfur people and to support the court to achieve the justice to our people. That we want, and that we try to achieve, and that we are going to achieve. That's our aim, to achieve that. Yeah.